Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Welcome, Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, my wisdom community. If you want to speak with me live, the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. That's how I'm taking comments. That's how I'm taking questions. Welcome to Reality Spirituality with your host, self-proclaimed happiness specialist, inner peace practitioner, oracle, student, teacher. Trust me, I am learning I am a student also, and I want to welcome to the show. Reality Spirituality. Who the hell is Rebecca Lynn Norton, and how the hell can she claim to be a happiness specialist? What? Well, when I was younger, I wished for the same two things. You know, when you have a birthday and you blow out the candles, it was the same wish when I was in my teens, when I was in my 20s. Yes, I still blow out candles. I wish for the same two things. Number one, I wanted to live to my potential. Now, I had no idea what that looked like. I had no specific plan. I had no clue, but I said, I want to live to my potential. And the second thing that I always wish for is I wanted to be happy. Simple. But guess what? This searching, seeking for happiness, and I know that word happy gets a bad rap, but let me say this. What I'm talking about is an energy. It's an energy. It's a vibration. Happiness is a state of mind. It's a state in mind. It's a foundation. It becomes your identity with practice. And happiness is a practice skill. That's the good news. Anyone can practice, but what do you practice? And that's where I come in, sharing with what I practice, sharing with as many people that are inspired to listen, what do you practice to experience more happiness along the journey? And one of my favorite quotes, it's from Abraham, it is, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. So it is about the journey, moment by moment. It is about in every moment you're either choosing drama or you're choosing peace. You're either choosing, and when I say choosing, you're only able to choose if you recognize the program. Meaning, if you get instantly angry or you're instantly annoyed, guess what? That's not really you. That's a program that you've been taught. So let me just stay with me, because I don't really like saying we, but I definitely like sharing my journey. Before I get to today's topic, I want to share a study that I always talk about before the show gets started, before we get into the meat of the show, and that is, there's a famous study done by a hospice nurse. And speaking of hospice nurse, I can just jump around too fast. I'm going to get to a story with a gentleman that's my neighbor. He's actually three doors down, and he's in hospice now. And so this is one of the reasons for the topic of today's show. When is it appropriate to say thank you? But let me get back to the study. There's a study done by Bronnie Ware, spelled B-R-O-N-N-I-E, Ware, W-A-R-E. You can Google it. It's called The Five Most Common Regrets of the Dying. And I don't know about you, but that's pretty powerful. The five most common regrets of the dying. So these people have days to live, weeks to live, months to live, and they're talking about their regrets. And guess what? There were five of them that just kept coming up over and over and over again. And not one of them has anything to do with, I wish I had a bigger bank account. I know, that's the programming, thinking that anything external, whether it's money, whether it's relationship, whether it's health, whether it's titles, whether it's traveling, whatever, anything external is going to bring you any lasting peace. And when I talk about happiness, again, it is a vibration. It is a vibration of peace in every moment. It is a vibration of contentment. It is a vibration of satisfaction. It is a vibration of feeling balanced. So I'm talking about an energy here. Sometimes the words, and I know that people get triggered by words when you believe words have power. I can't jump into that topic yet, but words innately don't have power. So what I'm really focusing and zooming in on is, what are you vibrating? What is your energy in every moment? And let me say something. I have a person calling. We're going to get to the calls. Again, the number, if you want to speak with me live, it's area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. Let me get back to the five most common regrets of the dying. The caller just left. That's okay. Come back if you feel inspired. The five most common regrets of the dying. Don't you want to know? Isn't that a powerful study? So the first one is, I wish I would have pursued my dreams and aspirations and not the life others expected of me. I wish I didn't work so hard. I wish I had the courage to express my feelings and speak my mind. Well, I don't have that one. I don't have that. I wish I had the courage to express my feelings and speak my mind. I wish I would have stayed in touch with my friends. Again, with that one, I always say, there's a caveat to that. You know, sometimes we just outgrow people. And that's what's happened to me. So I get it. I get that I wish I'd stayed in touch with my friends, but Growth is real. And the last one is, I wish I would have been happier. I wish I would have let myself be happier. And the good news is, everyone, happiness, when I say happiness is a practice skill, last week I talked about the practice. And if one of the hardest recipes to make is beef Wellington. And if Gordon Ramsay is sitting with you for 5 years every single day and you spend an afternoon, you're going to be able to master beef Wellington. So it's the same with happiness. It's the same. When I say it's a practice, well, what do you practice? Let me ask you these questions. On a scale from 1 to 10, excuse me, on a scale from 1 to 10, and only you can answer, on a scale from 1 to 10, how important is happiness in your life? Now, people say 10, and I get that, but if you say 10, then I'm going to look at your behavior. I'm going to look at what you're practicing. I'm going to look at what you're focusing on. I'm going to look at if you're easily annoyed. I'm going to look if you're able to trust. If you're able to trust and if you're able to surrender as opposed to resist the moment. Let me get some water. This always happens when I when I'm on fire. Excuse me, my dear audience. Let me get some water right now. Hold on. Just visualize me drinking water. Oh, hold on. Ah, what does that mean? That means I need to talk more. Woo! Need to talk more. So on a scale from on a scale from 1 to 10, how important is happiness in your life? Some people say 8. The people, the 5 most common regrets of the dying, that's top 5. And then what is your definition of happiness? My definition is going to be different. My definition is the ability to be at peace regardless of what happens, and regardless what doesn't happen. Let me just say that again. My definition of happiness is the ability to be at peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. Who or what is subtracting from your happiness today? Is it you or is it everybody out there? One of the practices is that there is only one person in that happiness equation. There is only one person. There's only room for one person in the mirror. I know. Oh, God, to look in the mirror. No, it's not me. It can't be me. It has to be them. It has to be the narcissist. It has to be the racist. It has to be the rude person. It has to be them. Well, I used to believe that too. There's only one person in that mirror. But the good news is the truth is that is powerful. That means that nothing else has to change out there. Nobody has to do anything different. Nobody has to act different. Nobody has to believe anything different. I have all the power. I'm the one responsible for my peace. I'm the one responsible for my happiness. That's good news. Unless you're addicted to, or you're interested in, or you are a blamer, and it's them. And that's why I don't have any friends. No, that's just a really bad joke. That's why this practice is so challenging. And it is challenging. It's been 40 years, people, more than 40 years. And there is a challenge for me every single day, week. And I cannot wait to share with you what my challenge this week. Actually, I had two challenges. I cannot wait to share them. So my other question is, are you as happy or are you as peaceful when you're faced with life's inevitable challenges? We all get them. I think I get extra because of my claims of being a happiness specialist, inner peace practitioner. I think they pile it on, those jerks. That's right. I tell the universe off all the time. And you know what? I use the term universe. You can use the term God. You can use source, higher power, spirit. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what term you use. It doesn't matter. And quite frankly, you can practice what I'm sharing without even believing in a God. You don't need to believe in a God to practice what I share on the show. So I'm going to ask you yes or no. These are yes or no questions. Can other people hurt your feelings? I know for me, years ago, of course, it was easy. We've all been programmed to believe that other people have the power to make me feel a certain way. I'm sorry, but that's just not true. But the programming teaches us that, yes, other people can hurt my feelings. Yes. Can other people offend you? I know that the programming says, yes, I can be offended. But who's more powerful? The person that can be offended by something someone else says or does, or the person that can't? I'm raising my hand. Tr- try to offend me. You used to, because nothing anyone says or does to me is personal. It's not personal. This is an impersonal universe. If you want to speak with me live, please call area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. Can other people disappoint you? No. Do you blame other people for how you feel? Do you blame your circumstances for how you feel? And let me just say this, especially to my wisdom community. One of the things that I know, there's a lot of people, different platforms, and talking back and forth. And I'm really into solution. I am a solution-based kind of gal. What's the challenge? What's the solution? So if you want to speak with me live, call in area code 646-564-9619. Let me get to today's topic. And this is something that I learned this week. I was visiting my neighbor. We had a power outage here. And I was visiting my neighbor because her husband's in hospice, and he's at home. So if you can imagine, hospital bed in the house, he's on oxygen, he's on all different types of mechanical equipment to assist with his last days. And he's been in hospice maybe the last, I would say, 3 months or so. Doesn't get out of bed, barely communicates. Anyway, so now there's a power outage, and I walk over to her house because if there's no power in that house and she doesn't have a generator, I'm going over to see what I can assist with. So I walk over to her home, and of course, yes, her generator isn't. Well, she didn't have a generator. She's gonna buy one, but there's something that she bought. It's called an extra surge. It's some box that if you plug it in, you can get electricity from. It's not a generator. What did she call it? Some surge mechanical thing. But anyway, she tried to plug in his oxygen machine to this surge box, and it didn't work because the oxygen was just too much power. So now, you know, I'm there. Really why I'm there is holding the flashlight, assisting her in any way, just really serving, just taking orders, and meaning, what can I help you with? Well, while we were plugging in, plugging out, calling the hospital, trying to get extra oxygen tanks delivered, the portable oxygen tanks delivered that are battery-powered, while all that is happening, you know, she is very frantic. I mean, come on, I get it. I totally get it. You have a husband here. I can almost start crying, too. You have a husband here. He needs oxygen, and if it's not upsetting enough, he's you know, dying, and he needs oxygen. So I'm there really. Scratch that. Listen, wherever I am, the universe is putting me. So I'm really being very calm in the moment, taking deep breaths, just being an example. And that's the thing, my dear audience. Whatever you are vibrating in any moment is your contribution to this world. It's your contribution. Your energy is your contribution. Again, if you want to speak with me live, the number is area code 646-564-9619. I have a few people in the queue. You just press the number 1. I'm going to get to the calls in a minute. So here we are, and it's probably 30 minutes, 45 minutes. We're waiting for the portable oxygen tanks. And then she says, well, if we don't get oxygen by this time, I'm just taking him to the hospital. I'm calling the ambulance. And I didn't know that if you're in hospice, they don't accept you in the hospital. And it's only, maybe it's just the state rule. I'm in Nevada. Maybe that's just something that involves Nevada. Who knows? But she says, no, I can't have an ambulance come for him and say that he's in hospice. And the hospice beds, because she called the hospice facilities, I think there's only two in the area, and she said, you know, the beds are full. So, you know, we've exhausted all of this. Finally, I mean, I do have a point. Finally, the lights come on. The oxygen is working. Big sigh of relief. Shoulders go down. Lots and lots of exhales. And what she said was, thank you, God. Thank you, God. And you could feel it. You could feel her energy. I mean, thank you, God, that the power went on. And I while I was there, she kept saying, in 17 years, we've never had a power outage. I mean, we're in a big city. 17 years, never had a power outage. She kept saying that over and over and over, because one of the things about her is she's always prepared. This woman is prepared for everything. And so she was feeling she was feeling very anxious, very frantic, and totally understandable. And when she said, thank you, God, I don't know why that stuck with me. It stuck with me for the whole day. And I was looking in the mirror. Oh, that mirror. Looking in the mirror. And I said, you know what? I say thank you, God, when things are going great. I say thank you, God, when, quote, life works out. You know what I'm talking about. It was very easy. And I said, but you know what? I don't remember thanking God or thanking the universe when the shit hits the fan, when I'm, you know, focused on drowning in the ego stories, when I'm in quicksand trying to pull out of it. You know those moments. Life is about ups and downs. It is a roller coaster, including me. Don't think I'm not challenged. Don't think, well, think whatever you want to think, but I'm challenged. And I say, I think they pile it on extra. So I said to myself, you know, my practice is, when I say happiness is a practice skill, when I'm going through those challenging times, number one, the practice is always acceptance of whatever I'm feeling in any single moment. It's always acceptance, acceptance of the moment. This is apparently here to serve me, however it feels. May feel like crap, may feel like shit, but it is here to serve me, and I accept that. And not only that, the practice is to trust that. I'm beyond blind trust. I ooze trust. Didn't happen overnight. Trust me, it didn't happen overnight. But at this stage of my life, 66 years old, blind trust. I know that whatever is happening is there to serve me, whether I like it, whether I go kicking and screaming, I don't go kicking and screaming anymore, because it's acceptance, trust. And then surrendering to what's happening, whatever is happening. And then also the practice is to have patience with whatever the challenge is in the moment, because it's not going to last forever. But guess what I don't do, what I haven't been doing? I sure as hell don't thank the universe for it. I don't thank them for the challenges. I don't say thank you, God, if I'm feeling like crap. And so there's another practice that I, 2 days ago, put on the list of what to practice. When I say happiness is a practice skill, it's just another thing. Thank you for this challenge. Thank you for this, you know, high and low. Thank you for this situation where my ego wants to go into the future. My ego goes into the past. My ego goes into a judgment. So the practice is staying in the present moment. And how do I practice staying in the present moment? Well, it's just by being more aware, noticing. I'm looking at cabinets now, white cabinets, silver knobs, candles, fire. You know, you, candles, fire. The candle is on, looking at a plant. Just when I say happiness is a practice skill, so how do you practice staying in the present moment? And the more you practice, guess what? With any skill, the more you practice, not only the easier it becomes, but it becomes who you are. It becomes your identity. The practice becomes your identity. The practice becomes who you are now. You are someone who practices staying in the moment. You are someone who practices, and you know, I'm going to be honest, I can stay in the moment maybe for a moment, maybe for a minute, maybe for 2 minutes, and bam, then the ego takes over with the stories and the stories, but I only let that ego drive just not often. So in any moment, it's either the ego is in charge of what's going on in my mind. And you know, when I say ego, the critical mind, the lower consciousness, whatever term you feel comfortable using. The practice is, and the practice to stay in the moment is just to be aware. And then what I have to do is out loud. Oh, there's the table. Oh, there's my glasses, dental floss, fingernail polish, bottle of water, papers, cell phone, purple pen. I always write with purple. Oven, you know, so it is, and so if you practice 3 minutes a day, 5 minutes a day, and if you did that every day, all throughout the day, guess what happens? It's easier to stay not only in the present moment, but to notice when you're not. So the practice for me this week is, you know, listen, challenges are right around the corner. This life is, just because peace is a priority doesn't mean, and let me say this too. You're either living on the surface of the ocean or you're living on the bottom. And on the surface of the ocean, and I've used this analogy more than once, on the surface of the ocean, you are affected by the waves, the weather, the storms, the ups and downs, the tsunamis, the hurricanes. Remember that movie Castaway? Remember that guy? Remember Tom Hanks on that little teeny raft? I love that movie, Castaway. What a great lesson. In the middle of the ocean, the practice is living beneath the surface, where all of the challenges of life, yes, they hit, but it doesn't feel like, they don't feel the same when you're at the bottom, where it's all peaceful. That's another practice. So the thank you, when are thank yous appropriate? I say, well, my new practice, and maybe there are a lot of people that thank the universe or thank God for those challenges. I didn't, but I started a couple of days ago. I'm going to start thanking. Not only am I going to be, the practice is accepting those challenges, I'm going to start thanking the universe for those challenges. That's when I grow the most. That's when my consciousness expands. Again, the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. So I have one person in the queue, area code 626. Would you like to ask a question? Just press the number 1. Anyone in the queue, press the number 1, and I will put you on live. Hello? You know what's, so let me say this too. Let me say this. My purpose, one of my purposes on this planet is to One of my purposes on this planet is to find solutions, come up with solutions. I really am not into just talking, yakety-yak, yakety-yak. I really am into what are the solutions. So let me throw this at you. This is going to be a hard one. Everybody put your seatbelts on. Ooh, this is going to be hard. This is going to be hard. When I teach the Truth About Happiness classes a couple of weeks ago, there are probably three people that were living with, either they were guests in the house or their relatives, you know, living with an elder person, or they're living with someone that they can't stand. They're living with someone they can't stand, and they love to complain about them. And they love to talk about it, and they love to blame, and they love to point the finger. And, in fact, one of my other neighbors talks about her family and her sister and her daughter that, you know, disrespectful, not, you know, those words, disrespectful, don't treat me well, don't treat me kind. But people, ooh, I don't want to say it, but I'm going to. When you are constantly focused on someone or something else, know that you are a willing participant in that relationship. Not only that, but you are encouraging the behavior. Let me just before you start throwing darts at me and knives. If there was anyone that I was living in, that I'm living with, and it was constant friction. Let me back up and pull my mother out of the grave and say I'm living with my mother, which you're either compatible energy or you're not. There's nothing wrong with them. There's nothing wrong with you that's either compatible energy or incompatible energy. There's no blame here. There's no they're this. Because the sun shines on the serial killer and the Pope. So if I'm in a house living with someone, let me just go back to me and my mom. You know, because the energy wasn't compatible. Sometimes, I mean, I can have moments of compatibility, but for the most part, 100% of the time, it's not compatible. Guess whose responsibility, whose fault is that? It's me, mine. And I will pay for peace. I will spend my money on peace, getting peace, finding peace, being at peace. That's where I'm going to spend my money in order. So the pointing the finger, number one, the complaint, I don't know. I know that's a hard one. I know it's difficult. It's just that it's never anyone else. Let me just share something. Let me share another lesson that I learned this week. And this is about judgments. And if you can imagine, not if you can imagine, this is the truth. All judgments subtract from happiness. And you're talking about someone who Guinness Book of Records used to judge. Don't think that I'm free of it. But I definitely recognize when I judge people because it feels bad. It, there's a disturbance in the force. There's a pee under the mattress. It feels bad when I judge. And let me give you an example of who I judged this week. Full disclosure, the truth will set you free. So I was speaking with someone who is a self-proclaimed mental health expert. And I said, okay, great. I'm going to ask a question. I love asking questions. And I love having questions asked. What's the question? I love asking questions. And again, if you want to speak with me live, my wisdom people, call number area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619 to speak with me live. All calls are welcome. Whether you agree with me, whether you don't agree, it doesn't matter. So let me get back to the me recognizing my judging. So this person was a mental health expert, and I asked this question, and I said, the slap heard round the world. In your opinion, mental health expert, would you put that behavior in a mental health category? I mean, was that an example of mental health breakdown? I'm raising my hand. I would. There's definitely no peace behind that. And you know what? Before I even go with that, I've said it before. There was an article, but it was in GQ magazine, and Will Smith was interviewed in November 2021. You can look it up. GQ magazine, November 2021. And Will Smith said, you know, I wanted to be one of the biggest movie stars. I know I've said it a million times. Excuse me, people that have listened to me before. But this is important. This man, who by the world standards is, quote, successful, and I'm using air quotes, because for me, success is being able to smile on my deathbed. So he said he wanted to be the biggest movie star in the world. I mean, the guy, from music to acting to whatever else he does, successful. But in that article, he says, I had everything, everything that the world says is successful, but I wasn't happy. And that's what I'm talking about. So let me get back to the question that I asked this person who was a mental health expert. And they said, and I said, was that a mental health, was that an example of someone mentally, I didn't use unstable, but I mean, what? That's not a mental health behavior or that, huh? And they said, no. You can't just have one incident that determines whether you are mentally healthy or not. Now, I went into instant judgment. Instant. I mean, there wasn't even a second of time wasted. A nanosecond. I went into instant judgment. Here we go. Now, because I went into instant judgment, I tried to prove my point. So here we go with this behavior of needing to be right. Needing to be right. Yeah, I'll raise my hand on that one, especially in this particular setting. So then I proceeded to provide evidence of, did you see the video with Will Smith when he was in the house and he and Jada were cheating, she was filming him, and didn't you read his face? Didn't you know that he, and you know that his wife, and, oh, I mean, I couldn't come up with, I probably came up with three examples, and I don't even want to share them, but I did. I came up with three examples to prove Will Smith has mental health issues. And I'm smiling now. But guess what? Through all of it, through me trying to offer some kind of proof with the, along with the judgment, oh, it was a horrible stew I was cooking up. Horrible. It tasted terrible, and it felt worse. I know what the practice is. No judging. And so now I get off the phone with her. Oh, crap, I said her. Okay, I get off the phone with her. Oh, here we go. I forgot this one. And then, ooh, boy, this really bothered me. Oh, it bothered me so much. And I'm just sharing this to let you know that I go through the same things. I go through it too. And it really, you know what really bothered me? She says, oh, I follow Jada. Yeah, I'm a fan of hers. Ah! Oh, mental health family with mental health issues all over the place. And let me just back everything up and be very honest. Who the hell am I to not only make a judgment of anyone that I do not know, number one, and to believe in my soul that I'm right. All of that shakes my vibration. All of it, I can feel all of it. Who am I to not only judge people that I don't know, to come up with a conclusion and to think that I'm right? Who am I to think that my perspective is the only perspective, is the right perspective? And let me say this, all judgment is from the past. All judgment is something that is taught. So I'm up here preaching program for unhappiness, and I'm programmed to judge. But I'm also recognizing that the programming to judge, the brainwashing, the conditioning to judge others, it does not feel sit in my soul. It does not bring me peace at all. So I'm judging someone else based on my programming. See, the universe knows what carrots to throw in front of me. The universe knows what carrots I'm going to jump at, what I'm going to grab at. Oh, it just knows. And one of them is someone calling themselves a mental health expert, and my judgment is that they're not. Because, so see how it always comes back to that mirror? It always comes back to me. It always comes back to me recognizing. And the other thing is thinking that, believing that me, have all of the answers for everybody. Trust me, my dear audience, I do not. What I am here doing is just sharing what has worked for me. And if it works for you, fine. And if it doesn't, that's fine too. But I will be damned if I'm up here saying, my way is the only way. Because guess what? I know that's not the truth either. The truth is I'm so used to chewing on the truth now. I mean, just give me the truth. And when I say give me the truth about me. It did not feel good judging anyone else. It did not feel good thinking I was right. It did not feel good. When I say feel good, I'm talking about the vibration. I'm the one that was suffering. I'm the one that suffers when I judge. And I can feel when I'm judged. But that's a totally different thing. I can feel when I'm judged. I can feel when someone gives me the side eye. I can feel all of that. But thank goodness that whatever you feel or whatever you think about me doesn't matter anymore. But I definitely can feel when I'm dishing it out. And that is the practice. That is the practice. It is instant. So here I go. Why am I bothered by someone who doesn't see the world the way that I see it? Why am I bothered by someone else with a different perspective that doesn't see the world or doesn't view the world, doesn't have the same perspective as I do? I had to let that go. And it is a constant, constant practice. Constant. This thing about judging others and thinking that my way is the only way, but I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this. When I say the practice works for me. You can insult me. You can use whatever words you want. You can get angry. But I'm telling you right now, it doesn't affect me anymore. Because whatever you do, whatever you say, it's not personal. I got to chew on my own judgment this week. And I had to look in the mirror more than once. Of course, look in the mirror. Here I am. Why am I bothered? Why am I bothered when someone else doesn't see the world the way I do? Who needs to look deeper? Me. There are mental health professionals that are doing good for a lot of people. They don't have to see the world the way I do. That's very narrow-minded, and that's another practice. Being open to all possibilities, being open to all perspectives. You know, I've shared this before, but there was a time when I used to think that everybody wanted to be happy. But come on. Who wouldn't? Until the universe hit me with, and it's a quote from a really horrible, terrible movie that I sat through, and I didn't know why I was sitting through the movie. I had no clue. Let me see if I can find it. No, I can't find it right now. Where is that quote? I had no clue. You know what? Why don't I have my quotes out right in front of me? And that's one of my favorites. Now, I had no clue that there would be people in the world that weren't interested in being feeling this vibration of peace, contentment, being happy. They're not interested. It's not their priority. It's definitely not a priority. It's definitely not a commitment. It's not. They're 24/7. And the movie was Con Air, and the quote was, there was a prisoner, you know, rape, murder, the worst of the worst. And the guy said, he says, you know, he is pained by a smile, and I'm just paraphrasing now because I don't have my quote in front of me. He is pained by smile. He is pained by anything happy. It causes him pain. And I had no idea that that was even a thing until about 2 months ago. So the point is, the practice is to stay open. Open to all possibilities and open to all different types of perspectives. We are as different as our fingerprints. And again, if you want to speak with me live, because I'm about to wrap up the talk and the show, you can call area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And let me just share some of the behaviors. And these are program behaviors, meaning that these are all behaviors that we all learned. We did not pop out of the womb knowing how to blame someone else for how we feel. We did not pop out of the womb knowing how to compare ourselves with anyone else. You know what else subtracts from happiness? And you know, and I am going to take some, I'll take some guess waiting from wisdom. You know what subtracts from happiness also is noticing what anyone else is doing. And, of course, making a judgment about it. Having expectations, sharing something bad or negative for no reason. Let me, worrying is just lack of trust. Worrying is just, so what's the practice? The practice is to trust more. Being critical of yourself or others, the need to be right, the lack of personal growth, lack of acceptance. How about this one? Impatience, rushing, even rushing. You can't be at peace and rush at the same time. I've tried it more than once. Thinking that life has to be fair. There's nothing fair in the universe. There's nothing fair in nature. Life is just what it is. But that's a program, has to be fair. Having an agenda, and when I say having an agenda with anyone else, oh, I want them to be, and my purpose isn't to uplift the world and make people happy, or not make people happier, but share this thing about happy. No, because some people aren't going to be interested, to my chagrin. Some people aren't going to be interested. Living in the future, living in the past, all expectations subtract from your peace and happiness. Sharing bad news, oh, that's a good one. Why do people share bad news? What is that? What is it? Did you hear? You either see the news or you're not, but the sharing bad news, this is a hard one, and I get this pushback a lot. Thinking anything is serious or thinking anything is important. I know, it's serious. It's important. For that vibration is not compatible with the vibration of peace. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can pull some people up here. Let me see if I can do this. I don't know if I can do this at the same time, but I'm going to try. Beep, 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 beep. Thank you for your patience. Okay, let's see. No, I can't. No, I don't know how to do that. Uh-oh. Hold on. Let me see if I can do that. Oh, okay. Well, look who's here. Look who's here, Mr. Stephen Kimbrough, my arch enemy. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. Hey, Stephen. Uh-oh. Oh, how about that? Left the talk. Oh, there's another person. Hold on. Oh, I love it. And see, that, and it's not personal when people leave. It's not personal. When people hang up on you, it's not. Don't text you back. Don't call you back. Hey, let go of all of that. Here we got another guest. Oh, guest is joining. Is this the same Steve Kimbrough again? Are there two of you? Oh, what happened? Ah, strike one, strike two. Let's try it one more time because I heard your voice. Strike one, strike two, and then you're out. Or is it four strikes? Oh. Let's...
Definitely. How are you?
Hey. What the heck? It keeps coming up that you've left. But I can hear you. Try one more time, Stephen. What the hell? And that's it. Reality, spirituality, everybody. Reality, spirituality, in the moment. One more try. Patience. I'm going to do it again. Beep-a-dee-beep, beep-beep, beep-a-dee-beep, beep-beep. Beep-a-dee-beep, beep.
I think it's a technical issue.
On my end. Oh, it is a technical issue. you know what, it is a technical issue on my end. It has to be on my end because I can hear you for a second and then, hey, Stephen, why don't you just call me? Call me at 646-564-9619. Let me try this again. Stephen, call me on 646-564-9619 from your cell phone if you want to or not. Yeah, there's a technical issue here. Well, that's what happens. Where did I leave off? And see, guess what the truth of that moment is? The truth of that moment is we weren't supposed to speak. It wasn't supposed to happen. No more, no less. Period. And that's life. Moments happen. Moments don't happen. Zero expectations. The practice of having no expectations. It's a real practice. A real practice, everyone. So my question to you is, how many of you practice not having expectations? I don't even expect having a show unless I'm talking. Zero expectations. Even the other day when I went from Oregon to Nevada, there was a, oh, good. Okay, here. The number is area code 646-564-9619. I love questions. Area code 646-564-9619. I love questions, people. Oh, my God, I love questions. 646-564-9619. Call me. What was I saying? Oh, so I'm traveling from Oregon to Nevada, and I'm traveling with something I'm attached to, my 40-plus pounds of I'll get right to you, area code 310. I'm traveling with my 40-plus pounds of blueberries, frozen blueberries, and guess what? The plane was delayed 4 hours, almost 4 hours. Now, I did have some expectations that I was going to get on that plane, but after an hour, I said, you know what? Let it go. No expectations. The practice is having no expectations. Let me go to the caller, area code 310. Thank you so much for calling and having a question. Let me see, how do I do this? Hold on. I'm trying to do five things at once. Where's my studio? Hold on, let me do this. Let me do this right. Let me see. Turn this on. Do this, speaker, area code 310, let's go. What's your question? Thank you so much for your patience. What's your question?
My question is, we were supposed to talk today, yes, no, yes?
Ah! Yeah, Stephen Kimbrough, Stephen Kimbrough. Stephen Kimbrough, beep-bitty-beep. Hi, Stephen.
How are you? Your talk today is awesome. You are you're really putting your foot in the gumbo today, so hats off to you.
Well, thank you. Do you have a real question, or are you just calling to give me kudos and compliments?
Well, I always have tons of questions. And,
okay.
You know, because I'm a, you know, inquisitive type of person. I like what you were saying about, you know, the whole judging thing. I have a person that is in one of my circles who is very, very judgmental. And I am looking for, you know, kind of a top 10 nuggets of wisdom to get them out of that judgmental funk. And I'm wondering if you could just do like, okay, here's my top 10 of how you would address a person or a friend or a relative who is like super judgmental about every single thing, to get them to at least think about how they can start not being so judgmental. Do you have like a top 10 list of 4 or 5 or, you know, whatever number that you feel, is worthy?
You know what? This is the best questions I could have gotten today. And you're going to have to put your seatbelt on this and don't pay attention to the 10 seconds left, 5 seconds left, blah blah blah, cuz we're going to keep going. What a great question. What a great question. And here we go. You ready for this? Do you have your seatbelt on, my dear Stephen?
I do.
And I'm wondering if the audience knows if he says I do. And I'm wondering if and I'm wondering if the audience even has an idea. It's not their problem. Remember we talked about the mirror. Trying to change, and I used to do the same thing, wanting someone else different, wanting someone else to be different. You know what's interesting is wanting someone else to be different is your problem. The practice, when I say all of the answers are in the mirror, the solutions are in the mirror, your practice is accepting them exactly the way they are. And my question to you is, why the hanging out with someone with so much judgment? You don't have to answer that. But so it comes back to the it comes back to the individual. I'm not hanging out with people that are very judgmental. And the other thing is, this is going to be another seatbelt. You don't recognize anything that you don't also do yourself. You don't recognize judgments unless you judge. That's just a fact. Trust me on that. It hurts. It hurts me. It hurt me. It's very annoying. I judge, but the acceptance of someone else is going to bring you peace. Acceptance of them. You either accept them or you don't. And the lack of acceptance of others means lack of acceptance of self. I hate that one, too. I hate that one, too. Lack of acceptance of self. So it's not about them. And then, and you know, let me just go back to me. There was a time in my life where I knew what was wrong with everybody else. I knew what everybody else needed to do. But you know the problem with that was I wasn't doing it. So I challenge you to stop judging your friend that keeps judging. Are you still with me?
Yep. That's a great nugget.
Thank
awesome
you,
nugget.
Steven.
As always. Yeah, and let me get, can I just give you like a 10-second, like, you know, how I'm even with this person. You know, we're all entrepreneurs, and we will do, you know, our contracts with our client, and once the deal is done, they'll hand you down to the person who's boots on the ground and has to bring to life logistically what the deal is. And, you know, it's that person that I don't necessarily choose to work with. I don't necessarily choose to be around. And, you know, I'm not really trying to judge. I'm just trying to create an environment so that we can get the work done, achieve the objective. And, you know, it's in the process of that is when it gets tangled up. So just to give you a little bit of backstory.
So that's a good backstory. That's a good backstory, but it still comes down to, you know, there's a lot of professional people I'm in contact with, and trust me, if I sat up there and wrote a checklist, lack of self-awareness, lack of expectation, I mean, if I wrote a checklist about everyone else. And so when you're thrown into a situation where it's professional, that's really the practice of acceptance. But you came on saying, what can I do to help change them or to help show them something different? And that's really what I'm addressing. This acceptance, you know, I'm just going to give myself an example. There was this one woman I was working with, and oh my gosh, I am a bottom line kind of girl. Bottom line me, I don't need a long story, just, you know, bullet, A, B, C, D. And for some reason, the universe always throws at me these people that just like to tell stories, like to describe, and it's just not my thing. But guess what? The reason why they throw those people at me constantly is for me to practice acceptance of them. Acceptance. For me to practice acceptance. And I can't change anyone other than the person in the mirror. And I've had to let that go. I've really had to let go thinking. Because these people are in our lives for a reason. Everyone is playing their role. Everyone is in our life for a reason. And it's not for what you think it is. It's really to reflect on, what do I need to do? Well, how do I need to grow? See, so that's my perspective on it. I really appreciate you being so open and honest and sharing.
You just bring that out of me. You're that type of person. What can I say?
Yeah. So what are you going to do about it? What's the solution? What are you going to do?
I think live and let live, you know, retool my strategy on how I'm going to work with this person just based on that's what's in front of me, and I got to deal with whatever comes at me and just throw it all away. What happens, happens. What doesn't. You know, I'm thinking that we can achieve a lot and be a lot more productive if I can do these things. But in all honesty, I mean, after listening to you, when you sign up for a project or a job, whatever comes with it, and you sign up for that, no matter how difficult or judging or easy or brilliant the person or people you're working with, you know, you just have to program yourself to just live and let live and push through it the best way you can. And, you know, that's one of those things that's out of your control. What's in your control is how, you know, the strategies you use to navigate through it to get whatever you need to get done. And in a professional situation, you are under obligation to fulfill a deliverable, no matter what the obstacles are or challenges, or no matter, you know, the entire crew you're working with could be 100% judgmental and stonewalling half the things you need to get done. That's what you sign up for, and you just got to buckle in and just push through it best way you can and go home and have a smile on your face.
Let me say this about the whole professional. I mean, I get it if there's a contract signed, but, you know, I had to let go, not had to let go, but I let go of two different people I was working with only because the energy wasn't compatible. It's just not compatible. So I'm not into, for me, this is just me, into, oh, gotta get through it. That just sounds horrible. So, but I get it if there's a contract and you can't do anything about that. But I will pay for peace. I mean, I'm not drudging through anything unless it's something that I'm, like you said, contractual obligated to. But I really appreciate your call, and I appreciate you sharing. Thank you so much. And again, get back to the mirror, because it's not about them. These people are here to teach us something about us. And I hate it. Trust me. It's not fun. It's not pleasant. But that mirror thing is real. It's real. So thank you, Stephen Kimbrough. Thank you so much for your input. Okay, is there any other questions? You call in area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. Does anyone have a question? Question, question, question. If you have a question, what is it? Let me see if I can go to the chat room in here. Do I have a chat room in here? Love your reply. Thank you. Oh, that was an old answer. Any questions? Going once. Going twice. Going three times. And what did we talk about today? What we talked about today was judgment, and then we talked about saying thank you, and just what thank you for those challenges. I wasn't telling the universe thank you for the times I felt like crap, for the times I said, this, it's going all wrong. And see, that's another thing. The ego will tell you stories about, the ego will tell you a story that something is wrong, and I'm here to tell you, let me see, where is it? I'm here to tell you that the struggle is always internal. All suffering comes from thinking that something needs to be different than what is actually happening. The truth is, this vibration of peace, satisfaction, contentment, it's not taught in today's world. If you're not satisfied in the present moment, I can guarantee you will not be satisfied with any of your future moments. It's not about anyone else, everyone. That's how powerful you are. It's not about anyone else. It's about you. And then let me just share this before I go. Don't think I'm up here doing all this shit by myself. I get up, I go outside, I have a conversation, develop a relationship with the universe, develop a relationship. I say, hey, universe, how can I let go of these judgments? How do I practice letting go of judgments? How do I practice expanding my consciousness? How do I practice having more than one perspective? How do I practice living in the present moment? How do I practice letting go of expectations? How? And sit back and have, and here we go. How do I practice having patience? That's the number one, that's another one. Oh, wasting time, is it time wasting? No, no, no. There's no wasting time. There's no wasting time. Patience is a practice. It's not taught. So let me share with you the behaviors. I shared with you the behaviors that subtract from happiness. Let me share with you the behaviors that add to your peace and happiness. Here we go. Making or wanting to be happier, and when I say happier, remember, it's a vibration, a lifetime priority. Committing to the search for happiness, committing to the search for peace, contentment, satisfaction, and balance. Surrendering to whatever is happening in the moment. And I know Elaine G. has been practicing. She says she practices every day. It's a commitment. You have to want it like you need to breathe. That's how committed this practice is. That's how committed you don't have to be, but whatever you practice, how long you practice, with how often, the results are going to show. 40 years of this, people. 40 years of this, and it's the only way, the practice is the only way when I'm insulted and saying I'm toxic, I'm selfish, I've wasted my life studying happiness, what I do can't be measured, therefore I've accomplished nothing. Oh, yeah, I was told all of that, but guess what? The practice was I was able to laugh and take a selfie with the guy that said it to me. Can you imagine laughing at someone telling me I'm toxic? I wanted to hear more. Toxic? Okay, thank you. Thank you. And so the other behaviors, surrendering to whatever is happening in the moment, humbling, recognizing, knowing the difference between you and your ego and your mind and the stories and your lower consciousness, recognizing the differences. Knowing yourself, having a loving relationship with self, and that means giving yourself an A+ every single day, regardless of what you do and regardless of what you don't do, regardless of what you say and regardless of what you don't say. You get an A+, an A+. Acceptance of self, acceptance of others. Living consciously, that means being aware in every moment of what you're saying and what energy that you're saying it in. And it's just being aware. How about this one? This is a difficult one. The practice of being okay with uncertainty. You know, my ego wants to know what's going on tomorrow. Tomorrow, what's up tomorrow? No. I'm cool with uncertainty. being okay with uncertainty, allowing others to be themselves without judgment, comments, and or suggestions. Don't think that I don't have to practice that. Trusting, which means blind trust, knowing that whatever is in your path, whatever is on your journey, whatever you're experiencing is there to serve you, regardless of how it feels in the moment. Letting go of the illusion of control. Oh, yes, I control. I'm making this stuff. I'm making this shit happen. Really? Well, if the universe doesn't sign off on it, guess what? It's not going to happen. But I get it. The ego wants me to believe that I'm making it happen. Being able to choose another perspective, not just one. If you only can muster up one perspective, that means that you know who's the author of that perspective. Lower consciousness, ego, mind. Choosing your focus, having patience, being aware. How about this one? Witnessing moments as opposed to personalizing them or identifying with them. It's, you know, one of the things I've had to do when my ego goes crazy and I'm telling all these stories and stories don't stop, they don't stop. Sounds like a song. Don't stop, you know, I can get to the present moment, back to the stories. Guess what? I sit back and witness, wow. You're working extra credit. You're working overtime today, ego. Wow, look at you. You're not tired. You're not tired coming up with. But ask the ego for another perspective that's going to balance out your energy or your vibration. Ask the ego to do that one. See how long you wait. Telling yourself the truth. Staying out of everybody else's business. Everybody is on their own journey. Everybody is on their own personal journey, and the universe is serving them in the same way that you're being served. Have a deep appreciation for this life. And it's easier for me now that I'm 66, because I'll tell you right now, there was zero appreciation when I was younger. I had no clue. Nothing, piece of cake. 66, now I'm appreciating this life a lot more, forced into it. And a daily habit of eliminating those program behaviors that subtract from your happiness, and a daily habit of practicing the behaviors that are going to add to your happiness. Again, letting go. I thank all of you for listening. I thank all of you for sharing. And you know what? Thank you for finding the show. And just I really do appreciate. This is another thing that subtracts from happiness. And I know we're in the social media. I know that. I know it. And it's about numbers. But I'm going to say right now, my practice is letting go of the numbers. If one person listens, if zero people listen, if 10 people listen, it doesn't matter. It can't matter. For me, I'm speaking for myself. When I first started Reality Spirituality show 11 years ago, I remember looking at the numbers and complaining, "In the universe, there are only 2 people listening. Nobody listened. 5 people listened. Where are my numbers?" And the universe hit me back. And I wasn't wearing a seatbelt. And the universe said, "We're listening. Isn't that enough?" Oh, I hated to hear that. And now I'm just sharing. I get it, numbers, but I'm at a point, numbers don't matter. 5 people listen, 2 people listen, 0 people listen. I cannot allow a number to dictate my peace. That's the end of today's show. Thank you for listening to Reality Spirituality. Radio is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. LinkedIn, my Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I have a few videos on YouTube. I'm trying to get everything together. I had a crew, lost the crew. You know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, was self-published in 2014, and it's on Amazon. And then there's a book that I collaborated on in March. I just wrote a chapter about the book I read, and it's just about sharing personal stories about which author, which is a really good question, which author was, if I said choose one, and it's very difficult to choose one, I would say David Hawkins. But that book is called The Book I Read, and that's available on Amazon for $1.99. And the book that I'm writing now, Program for Unhappiness, which I've been writing and writing and writing, Program for Unhappiness is going to be published sometime this year. And until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're a conscious energy which is always evolving, always changing, always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself, accepting yourself in every moment. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality with yours truly, happiness specialist, inner peace practitioner, oracle, teacher, student. And I promise you, the more you practice, and happiness is a practice skill, the more you practice, the more peace you will find. And your experience in every moment reflects on what you practice. Have a conscious week. Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality. Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Good now.
Get real good.
Now,
what I'm saying.